Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a really good show planned for you today. We're going to start out during the top of the first hour. We're going to be talking with Diana Carr. This is called In the Kitchen with Diana Carr. We're going to talk about making two things that lots of people go through quite a bit, and that is magnesium oil and spicy brown mustard. And you know I am eating a lot of spicy brown mustard right now myself. Then we're going to change it up. And we're going to be joined by Patrick Rogers to talk about a new show that's airing on the Superhuman Radio Network called American Strongman Radio. And we're going to be discussing what you can learn and the topics that are covered in that show. And then at the top of the second hour, dentist Dr. Robert Kulak and Dr. Thomas Levy are going to join us for their new book that they just published called Toxic Tooth. That should be very, very interesting. Couple things we have to do. First of all, you know that Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American EFX and their parent company, All American Pharmaceuticals. You can go to superhumanradio.com and click one of the banner ads to learn more about them. Also, we have a new sponsor. If you have a student loan and you still owe money on it, you can go to fedaidadvisors.com. FedAidAdvisors.com. One phone call, and they can tell you right over the phone if all or part of your student loan can be forgiven. This is not a consolidation loan or a bankruptcy. These are actually tens of millions of dollars earmarked by the American government to help you get rid of your student debt. And it just takes a phone call to find out whether or not you are eligible to receive some sort of relief. Go to FedAidAdvisors.com. So let's get started. Diana Carr, welcome back.
Thanks, Carl. It's good to be here.
Yeah. So, okay, this is interesting. Many people in the audience have been using magnesium oil for quite a long time now, and there are lots of benefits to magnesium oil. But for those out there who have never used it, what do you use magnesium oil for?
I mainly use it for muscle pain relief. I have a pretty severe injury to my hamstring, and it gets really tight. I get a lot of trigger points in there, especially in my shoulder. I get a lot of trigger points. So I use it at night not only to help me sleep, but also to relax my muscles so they're not constantly in that contracted state.
Right. So almost spasm-like state. There's a lot of people out there who believe that magnesium oil also influences hormonal balance because magnesium appears to be an important catalyst for a variety of different hormonal production pathways. And so they use magnesium oil for that purpose as well. So it's very, very popular. But magnesium oil is really expensive, isn't it?
It is very expensive. An 8-ounce bottle will cost you around $30. You can buy it in bulk. That's still going to cost you for 64 ounces is around $120. Just to buy it pre-made.
And how long does that even last, the average person, if they're using it nightly for muscle aches and to help them sleep and stuff?
Well, I go through about one 12-ounce bottle every month and a half, maybe.
Right.
Month and a half to 2 months.
Yeah. I mean, it gets expensive. So can you really make your own magnesium oil at home that's as good as the stuff that you buy in the stores, or is it even better when you make it at home?
Well, I've read that it's just the same as buying magnesium oil from the store, and I've actually experienced the same benefits as making it myself as from the store. The company that produces magnesium oil will tell you that their magnesium oil is superior to homemade because their delivery system is better. However, I found a workaround treatment for that just by adding DMSO to my magnesium oil.
Right. Right. Interesting. Okay. So how do you start if you wanted to make your own magnesium oil? What would you do?
super easy. You get yourself some magnesium chloride flakes. You do not want to use Epsom salt, which is magnesium sulfate. You need to buy the magnesium chloride. That is rather expensive. However, you only need to buy it one time, and it's going to last you forever. So you can buy a one and a half container size jar of magnesium chloride flakes for around $10.
Okay.
And then you're just going to mix 1 cup of distilled water with 1 cup of flakes. You heat the water. You boil it.
With the flake, once the flakes are in it, you boil it then.
Oh, sorry. You pre-boil the water.
Okay.
Yep. You pre-boil the water so it just gets it hot. You want to use distilled water.
Right.
You don't want any other sediments or anything from your water in your magnesium spray because that's going to go into your body.
Right.
So just the distilled water, boil it. That will help dissolve the magnesium flakes. It's a one-to-one ratio, 1 cup water to 1 cup magnesium flakes.
And so once you bring the water to the boil, do you then turn the flame off and add the chips, the flakes, or do you keep it boiling the whole time you're adding it?
I just pour it into a glass container,
okay.
So a measuring cup, and then it's just still warm, and then I will add the magnesium flakes after that.
Stir it in?
And then you just, yep, stir it in, and it'll take probably a good 60 seconds for it all to dissolve, and just let it sit on the counter, cool down, and once it's cool, you can transfer it to a spray bottle or to a container to just kind of pour onto yourself. I use a glass spray bottle. And then, so that'll make 1 cup of magnesium oil. You're going to have to get a couple different containers of spraying because most spray bottles are only 8 ounces, like if you buy them online.
Right.
And you want to use a glass bottle. You don't want to use a plastic bottle.
You know, magnesium is under 100 Dalton in molecular size, so it passes through the skin really, really, really easily. I don't even know that you need anything special to make it penetrate. But with that being said, does it turn into like a gel or does it get thick because the magnesium is mixed in with the distilled water?
It does. It gets a little thick. It's not as thick as like a lotion or a gel, but it's thicker than water.
Uh-huh.
When you spray it on, they call it magnesium oil because once you make it, it almost appears as an oil.
Yeah, it gets the viscosity of the, that's what I was getting at. The viscosity of the liquid increases because of the concentration of the magnesium in it now.
Yes, yes. So it'll stick to your skin really well. I apply it. You want to apply it after a warm bath. That's the best when it's best absorbed into your skin.
And you know why that is, right? So one of the things, the way transdermal delivery works is it has to disrupt the outer layer of the skin, which is called the stratum corneum. The stratum corneum is like if you had floor tiles, the way the edges bump up against each other. That's how the stratum corneum is. They don't overlap. They bump up against each other. When you disrupt them, the spaces between the cells, they kind of curl up at the edges. So that space that they create in between each other gives an opportunity for drugs and or things compounded into transdermals to get into the skin. So when you get out of the bathtub, the stratum corneum is already somewhat disrupted because of the fluid, the water that has been in contact with it for so long misshapes the skin. You know, your skin puckers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a prime time to deliver something right after a shower or a bath. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I will say that when you first start to use magnesium oil, you'll find that it may burn your skin,
uh-huh.
especially if you use it in fresh shaven areas. A lot of people use it for deodorant. I haven't started using it for deodorant yet, but I do spray it under my underarms after a shower, and I can tell you it really burns if you've just freshly shaven. But you get used to it, so it's not
that bad. And the first time I ever used magnesium oil, it irritated my skin a little. Nothing terribly, but I could tell that it irritated my skin a little bit, that made me want to wash it off right away.
Mm-hmm. It does. It's not a pleasant sensation. But you do get used to it, and you know it's working. That's how I think of it.
And that's it. So that's all you really need to do. I mean, this is really simple. And then you have
your own
topical magnesium product for pennies, mm-hmm. really.
And I can tell, when I don't spray it on at nighttime, I can't fall asleep as quickly. I notice it. And I'm like, oh, did I spray my magnesium? Oh, I didn't. So I'll get up out of bed and spray it on.
So where do you spray it for sleep purposes?
I spray it all over my midsection, across my chest and my stomach, and then I also spray it on the back of my leg where my injury is, just for muscle relaxation. But I think for the best purposes are just is just your main body. I think like your stomach, your back, your chest. I think that's the best area to spray it.
Have you ever tried? Have you ever tried higher concentrations of magnesium to see if it actually thickens into almost a gel-like substance?
I haven't yet. I've thought about it, but I just kept to the standards of what I read online. I know how many spray, how many milligrams of magnesium are in each spray. So it's approximately 8 sprays have about 100 milligrams of magnesium that go through your skin. So if I want more magnesium, I just spray more on.
Right, right. Interesting. So that's it. That's the whole scoop on magnesium oil.
Yes, it's really simple. It's a lot simpler than people would think.
Wow. Why buy it? I mean, really? That's amazing. Any good sources to buy the magnesium chloride flakes?
I like the Ancient Minerals brand, and I just order directly from their website.
And they actually make their own magnesium oil, so that's probably what they're using in theirs. Anyway.
They do. They make a magnesium lotion, too, and I haven't attempted to make that myself. But I think the magnesium lotion would be another good thing to try out.
Yeah, you know, I would think that some extra virgin organic coconut oil, and then to blend it so that you aerate it, quiescently aerate it so that it becomes thick, that would be the solution to that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, I put the coconut oil on right after the magnesium oil. I should just make it one step.
Yeah, there you go. Just
get
use the coconut oil, and then you'll have a gel. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Diana Carr is going to teach us how to make our own spicy brown mustard. That will absolutely impact my budget every week. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD. And neither should you.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of pre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
Who?
My name is...
Chicka's name, Sadie.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
Who?
My name is...
Chicka's name, Sadie.
Hi, my name is...
Welcome back.
My name is...
You know, it's cold out most of the areas of the country right now between snow and no sun. If you have the blues, I have a solution for you. It's called Primal D. Primal D is the first patented vitamin D spray that you spray directly onto your skin. It's delivered the way nature intended for vitamin D to be delivered. And you can get it and save $20 off a bottle. A bottle will last you a year. The coupon code is FLASH, F-L-A-S-H, $59.95. Go to primal-d.com to learn more. We're talking with Diana Carr right now. Diana just gave us an extremely simple way to produce your own magnesium topical. You can call it a magnesium oil because when you make it, the water that's used gets thicker. The increase in viscosity gives it the illusion that's an oil. Which leads me to believe that if you use more magnesium, you'd end up with a gel. But with that being said, it's so simple. Why spend that kind of money on a magnesium oil? But this is another one that's really important to me. So many of you know that I am eating the way I'm supposed to eat again, and it's working. I eat 18 ounces of boiled chicken a day, and I can only get through that those three meals by completely covering my chicken with spicy brown mustard, which has become my friend and ally. And as it turns out, Diana has a recipe to make your own spicy brown mustard. I love it. You know, and Diana said to me before the show, you know, I'm not a blogger. I'm just an average person. And that's why this is even more valuable, because this isn't somebody who sits around all day trying to concoct recipes for things that she can blog about. This is you and I. She is you and I, and she's doing this while she's working, raising a family, and all these other things. So it is actually more meaningful that it's coming from somebody like her. So how do we do this, Diana? How do I make my own mustard?
Okay, well, mustard's really easy. You know, I like things that are simple, and I became very obsessed with mustard a few years ago. I started just craving it, and I didn't know why. And so I would buy it, and I thought, you know, I'm supposed to be making things myself, and if I don't know where this comes from, I probably shouldn't put it in my body. So I thought, okay, how is my mustard made? You know, is this okay to buy? Because some things are okay to buy pre-made.
Right.
But, I wanted to know, how do you make mustard?
Right.
So I looked it up online, and it's really simple. You just buy mustard seed
mm-hmm.
or mustard powder,
mm-hmm.
and you mix it with a liquid. So in my case, for my first batch, I just picked up some Coleman mustard at the store, which is a mustard powder, and you mix it with water. And that's a basic mustard, is mustard powder and mustard water.
That's it.
And water. That's it for your basic mustard. And then it can just go into all sorts of different areas. You can use the seeds, and I'll talk about how to make it with seeds in a second. But you can make it with different sorts of seeds. There's yellow mustard seed and brown mustard seed, and there's hot mustard seed. And then you can use different vinegars like apple cider vinegar, white wine vinegar, just plain white vinegar. You can use beer. You could use really just any liquid. And so then you add your spices, and then you just get in a whole different array of flavors. So it gets really exciting because every time you make a batch, you're like, ooh, what kind am I going to make? And then you get your favorites and the ones that are simple.
One of the things I learned about mustard that I really like that I never realized before, but most mustards have turmeric in them.
Mm-hmm.
And we know about the anti-inflammatory effects of turmeric. So
yes. Well, mustard seeds itself is very anti-inflammatory. It's very great for just reducing inflammation in the body and just overall health. It's very antibacterial. That's why it keeps for a long time. The turmeric, I believe, is added just for the color and maybe a little bit for the flavor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite recipe that you go back to and make over and over again?
My favorite recipe is just yellow mustard seed. It's a 3-to-1 ratio of yellow mustard seed to brown mustard seed. So I'll use 3 tablespoons of yellow to 1 tablespoon of brown. And then I love the taste of apple cider vinegar. So I add about 1/3 cup of apple cider vinegar. And then for the seeds, you actually have to let them set because you're not going to be able to, you can't just blend them in the blender. They're so hard.
Right.
You put them in a container. You put the liquid and the seeds in the container, let it sit out on the counter or in the fridge for 24 hours to 3 days. That helps soften the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it in the blender and then add whatever you want. So you can add different vinegars at that point. If you want a thinner mustard, add some water. You can add your spices, rosemary, thyme makes an excellent spice. And you can make your own honey mustard. You can add honey to it.
Real honey, right.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing about mustard, however, though, is when you first make it, it is extremely hot and can be bitter. So if you're going to prepare your mustard, you want to make it at least 3 days ahead of time, if not up to 2 weeks at a time, because it'll be really hot. If you like that milder mustard, you want to let it make it ahead of time. And also, water will produce a hotter mustard than a vinegar.
So really?
If you like a mild vinegar, you want to use a vinegar, whereas if you want a hotter mustard, you want to use more of a water in your.
I wonder why that is. Why does water bring out the? I wonder if it's measured in Scoville units like peppers are mustard. But I wonder why. What about water makes the mustard hotter, and what about vinegar? I mean, I guess it's the acid in vinegar that does something. Maybe it converts some of the hot.
I don't know. I've never researched why. I've just read online the different ways to make mustard, and I've experimented myself, and I know that water does produce a hotter mustard, which I don't like. I don't like the really spicy. I like it to be smooth, a little bit spicy, and just give a little bit of sweetness, and that's what I like.
Yeah, interesting. And so how much mustard do you make at a time?
I make about 3 pints worth of mustard. When I buy the seeds, I just like to use the entire package. So I go to Penzi's Spices. They have a really good selection of mustard seed.
Right.
And I buy a couple packages of each and then just make a couple pints at a time and stick them in my fridge. And I've made mustard a whole year ahead of time and still eating it.
And it tastes fine a year later, huh?
It tastes fine. It actually tastes better if it's
the
my
longer
opinion.
It sits.
Keep it in your fridge. Mustard really won't spoil. I mean, it can really keep indefinitely.
Now, there was something else that I found out that you make that I'm also quite interested in. And I know we didn't plan on talking about this, but if you feel like talking about it, I'd like to know more. Kombucha has become all the rage. And to me, kombucha just tastes like watered-down vinegar. But everybody's buying kombucha, and it's like a couple bucks a bottle. And I think to myself, that's really expensive. I understand the value of fermented foods, and I want to consume more fermented foods, but not for $4 and $5, you know, for a little 8 or 10 ounce bottle. How do you make your own kombucha?
Well, homemade kombucha is really simple, and that's what I'm all about. I don't really like complex recipes, and people don't think they have time, but you really do have time. Kombucha maybe takes 30 minutes once a week to make. And I mentioned in my email to you that I make kombucha mustard because I love that vinegary flavor of the kombucha. And I thought, ooh, what better way than to mix that with my mustard and also get the probiotics. So kombucha is basically fermented tea. It's just a tea that's allowed to mix with a culture.
Does it have to be real tea? Because tea and herbal tea is not tea. It doesn't have that
something
similious leaves or whatever. I can't think of the name of the leaves that actually qualifies
exactly.
Tea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It has to be a black tea or a green tea. If you use an herbal tea, you can actually kill your kombucha because you won't be giving it the nutrients that it needs.
Mm-hmm.
So the way to start kombucha is to get a it's called a SCOBY. It stands for Symbiotic Culture of Bacterial Yeast. And you want to get that from a friend or somebody that you know makes kombucha. You can make it yourself from a store-bought, but you won't get the beneficial bacteria that's present, like the full-encompassing bacteria,
right,
if you got it from a friend. Basically, you brew tea, eight bags of tea to 1 gallon of water, and then you're going to add a cup of sugar. Now, the sugar is not going to be present. It's going to be present in minimal amounts once the kombucha
yeah,
brews.
Yeah, like alcohol if it's fermented, right. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. It's like alcohol, and it's going to feed that bacteria. So you brew your tea, add your sugar, and then you add the bacterial culture to it, and you just let it sit. And I like mine to sit. I like a really vinegary kombucha, so I let mine go for about 2 weeks. But for the average person, they would want theirs to go about a week. And once it's done brewing, you'll bottle it, and then that's where the magic begins, because you can create so many different flavors. And one of my favorite flavors is using tart cherry juice. And then another one is ginger, and adding that to the kombucha and letting it ferment for a couple more days with it being capped. And during that time, it's going to still be fermenting, and you're going to build up carbonation. And after a couple days, you put it in the fridge and you take it out, and it is like a natural soda. It's so wonderful. It's carbonated. It's sweet. It just revives me every day when I drink it.
How much kombucha do you make in a single batch when you make it?
Well, when I first started going kombucha crazy, I was making 2 gallons a week, but that became a little bit too much for me. I kind of almost got sick. Like, I felt like I was detoxing. So I cut it down to 1 gallon a week, and then I do sometimes just go off cycle, and I just put my kombucha in the back room and let it just sit for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't made kombucha in probably 3 or 4 months. And once it starts getting a little warmer, I'll be back into it. But in the wintertime, I really don't crave it like I do in the summer.
And is the caffeine still present in the kombucha after it undergoes the fermentation process?
I've read that it's not, but I have a suspicion that it is. I can definitely feel a difference mm-hmm. in my cognition. I mean, it's like drinking coffee for me. I'm very sensitive to caffeine. I'm not a stimulant-free person, but I can definitely tell the difference when I drink it, especially at nighttime. But I don't drink alcohol, so it could be the buzz from the alcohol. I'm not really sure.
Interesting. So you can actually make a really, really hard kombucha then if you know what you're doing and really where it has a really good alcohol content.
You can, yep. It's a little, you know, it's a little difficult, however, because it gets really vinegary. So mm-hmm. by the time it does produce that alcohol, I mean, it's almost to a point where you wouldn't want to drink it.
Yeah, interesting. All valuable. These are so valuable. So everybody in this audience either uses mustard, drinks kombucha, or magnesium oil. So there you go. There's 3 money-saving tips. And better than anything else is you know what is in the products that you're using and consuming when you make them yourself. And that
mm-hmm.
is worth the price of admission. Diana Carr, thank you so much for coming on
so
and
welcome.
Sharing these recipes with us.
Yeah, I just want to let people know it's super simple to make things yourself. Don't ever question it. Just if you don't know how something's made, look it up online and try it.
I know. The internet is wonderful.
The worst you can do is fail.
Exactly. Listen, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, no problem. You have
okay.
a great day.
Take care. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Patrick Rogers. We're going to talk about there's a new show Saturday at noon on Superhuman Radio Network called American Strongman Radio, and we're going to tell you what you can learn when you listen to it. Stay tuned. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products
products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. You know, there are so many different splinter factions of physical culture today, powerlifting, bodybuilding, CrossFit, but none of them seems to intrigue the imagination the way strongman competitions do. When you look on ESPN, they're always running some sort of a strongman competition. They rerun shows from decades ago. People can't get enough of it. My next guest is Patrick Rogers. He's with American Strongman Corporation. How you doing, Patrick?
Doing good, Carl. How are you?
Good, good. So we have a monumentous occasion because Superhuman Radio Network now hosts the live episode of American Strongman Radio every Saturday at 12 noon. For those of you who want to hear the show, you can either download the Superhuman Radio app and use the stream function, or just go to the website or use Shoutcast and search for the Superhuman Radio Network, 12 noon Saturdays, and tune in. For people who don't know what, now obviously those who love strongmen, they're going to tune in because they want to hear more about it. They're involved in it and so on. But for the average person who doesn't understand what to expect when they listen to the show, what will they hear?
Well, just like you said, Carl, a lot of people know about it. And what we try to do is bring that information not only to those people, but to people that do not know about it as well, because there's so many different aspects when you start dealing with strongmen. You have a lot of people out there who know the sport, who may be a competitor, who know nothing about promoting a contest. And so on our radio show, we will actually dabble into more topics like that, you know, give you some helpful hints, may interview some very seasoned promoters about how to promote a show. We also deal with each individual competitor information. Like in the United States, we have North American Strongman, which is the amateur organization in the United States. And that contest has, I mean, that organization has 230 contests or more every year all over the United States. And so as a way, other than just a website or whatever, as a way to get that information out to the competitors that we have and anyone else who is thinking about being a competitor, we include all that on this radio station as well.
Now, who are some of the athletes that they'll hear? I mean, these are huge names within the strongman arena. These are people that you will see them on ESPN and strongman events. Name some of the names that are interviewed on the show.
Of course, we have a lot of American athletes who go on to World's Strongest Man. And at any time, you could hear any of those. You could have Brian Shaw, who he's World's Strongest Man title before. You will hear any of our competitors who we send to the World's Strongest Man, you know, after that contest is over with and after it's been aired. Oftentimes we will bring them on the show to interview them about their experience. And we may not necessarily pick just who won or who did well. We may interview any of them. We also have a part of the show where we actually do interview international athletes. And we've interviewed some of the older athletes up to this point, like Jeff Capes. You know, he's World's Strongest Man title before. You will see just it could be anybody you see on. That's the best way to put it. It could be anybody you see there, because it's just whoever we can work out with the time, as you know, to get them on to, yeah, the show to talk to them.
Yeah, it's and I know what you're talking about, because we've talked about this before. When you do a radio show, everybody thinks that it's whether a guest wants to come on or not. Working out the time quite often is the challenge. Their availability, when the show actually is being taped or aired, so it does become challenging. Now, American Strongman Corporation is really the premier strongman governing body, would you say, or organization within the United States today?
Yes. Actually, it's Strongman Corporation is a umbrella company that North American Strongman, which is the amateur organization, and American Strongman Corporation, which is the professional organization, they all fall under Strongman Corporation.
Okay. And so with that being the case, you guys are going to actually be at the Arnold again this year, right?
Yeah, we've been at the Arnold. We started at the Arnold about 6 years ago, and we started hosting a world amateur championship where we get people to qualify from all over the world to bring them in. You know, you go on ESPN, you see all these big pros. Well, there are a lot of big amateurs too, and we want to give them a place to, you know, a ladder to step them up to as well, until they can become a pro, move on, to something bigger and better. So we started about 7 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago at the Arnold, and it has grown every year. We normally have anywhere from 100 to 110 competitors from all over the world. This year we have 28 countries represented, and we should be around. We don't know exactly how many is going to be there right at this point, but it's going to be right around 100, 110 as well. And they compete 2 days. They compete real hard on Friday of the Arnold, and then they we take the top four out of certain weight classes and the top 10 out of others, and we take them to the main stage at the Arnold in the Expo and on Sunday with the last thing on the main stage.
What I want to do is I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'd like you to share the names of some of the up-and-comers that may still be within the amateur ranks today, but that you see them rising up to the top of the pro side. We're talking right now with Patrick Rogers. We're talking about American Strongman Radio, which now airs every Saturday afternoon at 12 noon Eastern on the Superhuman Radio Network. You could tune in while you're driving around and tune into that and listen to it. And then we'll also tell you how you can download the podcast when we come back. Stay tuned.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use AuraMD. AuraMD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net. or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Talking with Patrick Rogers, talking about American Strongman Radio and all things strongman. Patrick, who are some of the, maybe one or two of the names that you see coming up in the ranks and we'll probably see within the pro areas soon?
Well, Carl, in this year, our year usually runs through about October, November, and we have our national contest at that point. And at that point, that's when we give away pro cards, as we do throughout the year at different levels of contests. So right now we're sitting in a time where we're just about to get geared up to see all the amateurs come out to start fighting again. And last year we had we had several new amateurs that just now became pro, and those are the people, you know, probably in the upcoming year or so that you're going to see start to be more and more involved in international contests, World's Strongest Man, that sort of thing. So our amateurs every year, as they move on to pros in the United States, it normally, once they become a pro, you have a handful that actually move on pretty quick. But then you have the rest of them that you start seeing more and more, you know, after a year or so once they moved over in that pro status. So as far as amateurs right now, it's anybody's game to get that pro card for next year.
If someone doesn't know anything about strongman, are there any events coming up in the near future besides the Arnold that someone who wants to learn more about strongman, either from a spectator side or even an athlete side, that they could go and check out? Or does Strongman Corporation offer these types of events for people to kind of be drawn into the fold, so to speak?
Yeah, Strongman is just like a lot of these, a lot of other novelty type.
Well, niche type sports.
Yes, and so it normally starts right at a grassroots level in a small town, in a small gym, where people can get with their friends or whatever, talk about it. But American Strongman Corporation, we hold, like I said, over 230 contests every year. There is a contest just about every weekend.
I was just going to say, holy mackerel, that's like almost every day.
Well, they normally happen on Saturday and Sunday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and they happen sometimes two and three a weekend. Just like on the 7th of February, we have 7th and 8th, we have actually a pretty good size All-American Strongman contest in California. At the same time, on the 8th, we have a smaller level contest that's an amateur level in Pennsylvania. Then the following week, we have one in Washington State. And then the week after that, we have one in West Virginia. On our webpage, strongmancorporation.com, we have an events page where it's basically set up just like a calendar. And that calendar You can go from month to month on the calendar. That way you could plan out, you know, your training or whatever you wanted to build up to that next contest. And you can click on whatever event they have there. It'll take you to you can go to their entry form, because each one has an entry form, and that's where they'll tell you the events.
Mm-hmm.
As far as promoting and that sort of stuff, Strongman is a very welcoming community. They, you know, they welcome any new lifters, any new promoters, anything, because it just, we look at it as, you know, it gives more people more opportunities to compete. And we have novice divisions where individuals come out that are, you know, 18, 19 years old, and they get their first taste of it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes novice is not offered at every contest. That's why going and checking those contests to see what they do offer that contest. But I would tell anybody out there that would be interested in Strongman at all to just find a good contest. Talk to some people online. Talk to your friends who do it, you may know. Train a little bit. Get yourself ready and go experience. Because once you experience it, you're going to want to do it again and again and again.
What about women? Are there strong woman competitions? Is there a segment now catering to women who want to compete in this kind of arena?
Yes. About 3 years ago, it's always been strong women involved. But strong women pretty much has been two weight classes, light and heavy. Mm-hmm. And that, the reason that is being is because there just is not the numbers of women who wanted to do it back then.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last 2 years, the women's division has exploded.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have done is we actually this year had, I think last year rather, we had two or three contests that were women-only contests. They were run by a female promoter who was probably, in most cases, they are a competitor themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to put it out there for other women to come and do and enjoy. And a lot of those contests are offered novice for women. You know, they're very good contests. We actually have divisions, and then we have weight classes within divisions. We have a lightweight and middleweight and a heavyweight women's division now, because we have so many competitors.
Wow.
With women, and we actually have, you know, from 0 to 120 is a weight class, 120 to 140 is a weight class, and that's the lightweight. And then you get into the middleweight, and that's of course 140, 160, 160, 180, and then you get the bigger 180, 200, 200 plus.
Wow.
and
these women are competing. I mean, especially in the upper weight classes, I got to believe that there's some very, very strong women in these groups, right?
Oh yeah, very strong.
So do you call them American strong woman competitions as opposed to strong man competitions?
It depends.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on if it's lumped in.
Uh-huh,
with,
gotcha. Yeah.
Other if it's a bunch of them together, you know, women and men, it's just basically strong man contest because that's the sport.
Right.
But if it is just women, a lot of times you'll see that, you know, strong woman contest, and that just lets everybody know, hey, this is going to be a woman's only contest, you know, and I tell you, women has really exploded this year. We had to take more weight classes this year to Arnold especially, which helped out everyone internationally and all, where they do their weight classes in kilos. They're kind of a little bit off from what ours used to be,
mm-hmm.
but now they're kind of more in line, so they kind of fall in a little better. The competitors can come and ease into the contest a little bit easier, you know, without the massive amount of weight drop or whatever.
What about gyms? So this is a unique type of training for strongmen. It's not powerlifting, although there are some components that could be similar. You know, it's really a combination, in my humble opinion, of powerlifting and CrossFit, because you got guys that are walking, they're doing farmer's walks, literally with hundreds of pounds in each hand, pushing cars like wheelbarrows. You know, this is an amazing event when you think about what these guys and gals have to do to compete. Are there gyms around the country that cater to just strongman training?
Yes, there are a number of gyms I would not say just catered to strongman training, but strength athletics in general. Some of them offer more along the strongman side. Some of them, and you are right, we do get a lot of carryover from CrossFit. And a lot of the carryover we get are those individuals in CrossFit who say, you know, I like doing this, and I want to pick up more weight.
Right.
And so they'll come over. So a lot of CrossFit gyms are training in such a way with some of the stuff, not all of it, of course, but some of the stuff by using the different apparatuses and stuff like that. And some of them are strongman friendly. And I do know that some CrossFit gyms or boxes, some of them have some of this equipment, and they will allow, like, some, if you're a strongman competitor, to come in and pay your workout fee or whatever to use that piece of equipment.
Right.
But we do have a couple of, you know, what we call, you know, licensed gyms as far as strongman is concerned. And actually one of them has CrossFit in the name, and that's Prism CrossFit in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Team BSS up in, I believe it's Pennsylvania. And but that is just, I'm telling you, most of these strong men come out of little small gyms, and they've been in the parking lot somewhere,
mm-hmm.
in the hot, in the cold, flipping tires, that sort of stuff. And they make it big. It's kind of like, I know you've done some powerlifting through the years. You go into a gym, you know, and they say, oh, can't use any chalk. Well, it kind of limits a lot of the lifters.
Yeah, right. Right. How about you can't grunt?
Yeah. That's real good. I would like to see that.
Yeah, forget that one. But, I'm thinking, you know, a lot of people don't realize how cardiovascularly trained the average strongman is. So they think that, and I got into this discussion way back when Mike Miller went into MMA fighting for a while. Do you know Mike from
yes.
Pennsylvania? And so he went into MMA fighting, and people were like, oh, yeah, big deal. So he can squat 1,200 pounds. He'll gas. And this guy walked across the football field with a small vehicle like a wheelbarrow. You don't think that's cardiovascular conditioning to lift a heavy weight and walk 50 yards, 25 yards carrying that? I mean, that's true cardiovascular conditioning right there.
Yeah, we do some medley events where we will do, you may do a carry medley, you may do a push-pull medley, and to me, a push-pull medley is the hardest thing to do, where you may push a truck or push a sled and then turn right straight around after you've got your whole body 100% going that direction and turn right straight around to use all totally different muscles to turn around and drag something backwards. And you're talking, these individuals, I'll just give you an example. Let's say you're going to do a yoke farmer's walk implement as a medley. You will get 60 to 75 seconds to carry, let's say if you're a heavyweight man, to carry anywhere from a 700 to an 850-pound yoke on your back. You will carry it probably 60 to 80 feet, set it down, turn right straight around, pick up a farmer's walk implement in each hand, you know, 300 pounds upwards in each hand, and turn around and bring it back the 60 to 80 feet.
If you don't think that takes cardiovascular conditioning, you're crazy. Because
it's tough.
Your heart's pounding, you're huffing and puffing. I mean, that's an amazing feat of strength. And a lot of people don't pay enough. Look, ESPN televises strongman competitions because they know whether you are into baseball, football, basketball. When you see these human beings pushing the limits of what human beings can do, it's you're awestruck. I know I am. I watch, even when they play the old ones, and I've seen a dozen times, I still sit there and watch them. And when you see guys like Mariusz Pudzianowski, who has the physique of a bodybuilder and the strength of a strongman, you can't help but respect him no matter what sports discipline you come from.
Yeah, and I would say to everyone who watches ESPN or CBS Sports where they have America's Strongest Man, don't be fooled and don't be intimidated by the massive size of these individuals, because these are a select handful of people that is out of this sport. And if you really want to see something that is makes you awestruck, come out and watch the 160, 150-pound girl pick up a 250-pound stone and do the same thing with
right.
it. Or a
the
know,
average guy, the average guy, yeah, the average guy, a guy who may be your neighbor, and he's no monster, but yet he's got monstrous strength. You're exactly right.
Oh yeah, a 120-pound girl puts a 500-pound yoke on her back and takes it for a walk.
Yeah, very impressive.
It's just amazing.
You can listen to American Strongman Radio every Saturday at 12 noon on the Superhuman Radio Network. If you already have the Superhuman Radio Network app that you use to listen to this show stream live from noon to 2, just press that button on noon Saturdays and tune in. And where can people get the podcast if they want to download the podcast, Patrick?
The podcast, you can go to iTunes and just, it's Strongman Radio and iTunes. You can also go to soundcloud.com/Strongman Radio, and you can get it there.
Patrick Rogers, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by two doctors. One is a dentist, and we're going to talk about toxic tooth. Do you have one? What should you know about it? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we putting it on wax. It's the new style.
Welcome back. We've got two guests on right now. One of them is a returning guest, Dr. Thomas Levy. How are you doing, Dr. Levy?
Pretty good, Carl. Great to be here.
Yes, and also we have Dr. Robert Kulaks. Now, Dr. Kulaks, you are a doctor of dentistry, correct?
That is correct, Carl.
And the reason we have you on is actually something that Dr. Levy had intimated during previous shows that he's been on. But now it's become a book called Toxic Tooth. So I want to start with Dr. Kulaks just for a second because he is a dentist, and I want to just start here. When we talk about a toxic tooth, what exactly are we talking about?
Well, Carl, let's talk about what a root canal actually is.
Bingo. Go ahead.
Yeah, a root canal is usually done because the tooth has become infected. And the pulp tissue and all that nerve tissue that runs the whole length of that root has become infected. Now, normally you'll have a patient come in because they have pain on that tooth. So that tooth has become infected, the nerve has become infected, and the dentist attempts to remove all of that infected tissue and seal the root of the tooth. The problem is that you can never eliminate all of the infection in that tooth. So these teeth remain infected, they become more infected over time, and they release both the bacteria and potent bacterial toxins into your system.
Now, Dr. Levy, I want to come back to you for a second. The premise of a root canal is that the only living thing in the tooth is the minor amount of blood flow, which is really there for the nerve system and the nerve. So the theory is that the tooth itself is just this like piece of stone in your mouth, but that's not true. The tooth itself is living as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. The tooth is a very vital living part of the body, but what you just said is absolutely true because after the root canal procedure, you have effectively taken out the vitality of the tooth. There's still vitality in the root where it plugs into the jawbone, if you will, but the tooth itself per se has been killed. And even though you have infection that's still present inside the tooth, the root canal procedure is technically successful if eliminating all the pulp and nerves causes the pain to go away. So you're just sitting there with something that's been taxidermized, if you will. They've sort of preserved the tooth but allowed it to stay in the mouth.
You know, to reuse an analogy that I've used before, this is akin to having a home filling with smoke and saying remove the battery from the smoke detector, and if the smoke detector is not squealing, the problem is gone. But the reality is that you've created a second problem by removing both the blood flow and the nerve to the tooth. And this comes back to Dr. Kulak's for a second. So
that, well, that's a great point, Carl. I love the analogy.
Yeah.
Yes, you've eliminated the indicators that the patient may have that this tooth is still infected, because there's no longer a nerve to signal, hey, I'm infected, I'm causing you pain. But the fact is they still are infected. And secondly, you're correct in that there's no longer an intact blood supply and immune system in that tooth. So these bacteria can start to grow and proliferate, and there's nothing in that tooth, nothing in your immune system to actually kill off these bacteria. So you're right. It's a detector with no battery, and it's secreting bacterial toxins and bacteria without the knowledge of the patient even knowing what's going on.
So, and here's the other thing I wanted to say, Dr. Kulak, and I need you to educate me about this, because Elisa Profumo, my co-host on Casual Friday, has spent a lot of years in the dental industry on the orthodontic side. And she said to me once that they attempt to fill the cavern created by drilling out the nerve with something that, I don't know why I want to say Capchick or something. They try to fill it with something. But the reality is that there's always space in there, number one. And number two, the tooth is actually porous, right? There's a potassium that fills the little pores of the tooth that if that is breached, the tooth can actually take in and give out gas, right?
Well, you're correct. They attempt to fill the main nerve pulp chamber with a material. Usually they use a material called gutta percha. It's a rubber-based material.
That's it, gutta percha. I couldn't think of it.
And the attempt is to try to get that gutta percha in that canal, condense it to make it very tight against the canal walls. The problem is that they all leak. The gutta percha over time will shrink away from the walls. But more importantly, your point is that these teeth are porous. They are. They contain millions of microscopic dentinal tubules, which if you were to take the tubules in a front tooth and put them end to end, it would stretch for 3 miles. But they're big enough to harbor bacteria 3 across. So it's like a sponge, a porous sponge that's soaked with bacteria. Further, you have little canals, little tributaries that come off the main canal that you can never clean. So you may, in a great procedure, a great doctor may remove all the tissue in the main body of the canal and do a perfect job sealing up the main canal, but you're not going to eliminate all the infection in the dental tubules or in those lateral canals. And you're right, the toxins and the bacteria can migrate out the side of that tooth.
How long has this been on? Well, first of all, is this well understood by, I'm not talking about the American Dental Association, by dentists by and large?
Oh, that's a loaded question, Carl. No, it's not.
I vote no completely, yes.
No. In fact, the ADA, the American Dental Association, clearly states that the bacteria, any bacteria left in a root canal tooth, remains in that tooth, becomes entombed in that tooth, and in no way can an infection from a root canal tooth travel to other parts of the body. That's their statement.
Now, isn't it true that there are three holes, assuming that it's a molar and it's got three roots, there are three holes that pass through into the jaw where the nerves are drilled and killed, that those three holes could provide passage for anything inside the tooth, out of the tooth?
Well, it's those three holes at the end of the root that the dentist attempts to seal with the gutta percha. But if you look at 3D x-rays, CAT scan x-rays of the jaw, you'll see that almost every single root canal still has infection around the tips of those roots.
Really?
So, yes. They all, even though you may not see it on a regular two-dimensional x-ray, if you do a three-dimensional CAT scan x-ray of these teeth, you will see pathology around almost every single root canal treated tooth. But it's not even that. These small toxins can just they just work their way right out the side of that tooth into the jawbone.
Right.
They don't need to go through the apex.
Okay, I want to take a quick commercial break, and I've got lots more questions. The book is called Toxic Tooth. We'll tell you how to get it when we come back from the break. But more importantly, what to do if you already have a root canal, because I do. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training, won't disrupt endocrine function, and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Robert Kulaks and Dr. Thomas Levy about their new book, toxic tooth. You can actually go to the website toxictooth.com to learn more. And the reason I phrased my question, Dr. Kulak, if dentists by and large are aware of this and not is the ADA aware of this, is because the American Dental Association has proven time and time again, let's say in order to be fair, not to put the patient's best interest in front of profits and procedures. And I only have to point at amalgam fillings. And I don't care what anybody says. I apply critical thinking to amalgam fillings. I say, look, if my child takes a thermometer to school and drops it and a small bead of mercury falls out of it, they empty the school out and hazmat comes and cleans it up. But yet my dentist is going to compound amalgam using a portion of mercury and then convince me that the mercury is now inert. Don't worry about it while it's in my mouth. That doesn't make sense to me. And the ADA to this day, they only recently adjusted their opinion on it, said, well, young children and pregnant women should. Well, you know what? If it's no good for young children and pregnant women, it's no good for anybody then.
Right.
I mean, come on. We're not stupid, are we? So.
Well, I know, Carl. I shake my head when I hear things and I see what the ADA puts out. I mean, you're right. They're not scientific. They're protecting themselves. I question their motives. I agree with you.
And so, before we go further, I have to ask you, Dr. Kulak, usually dentists who are vocal about these types of obvious issues get slapped on their hand, reprimanded by the ADA. How are you doing? Are you still practicing?
Get slapped on the hand is an understatement. How about thrown against the wall?
Yeah, they put you out of business generally, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I tell my story in the preface to The Toxic Tooth. And anybody who reads that story will understand that why I'm not no longer in practice. The ADA and the dental boards want to protect their interests. And if you are vocal, if you are outspoken, and you question and you threaten these procedures that are, you know, a prime source of income, they will come after you.
You know, imagine if your doctor said, look, you've got, I don't know, pick a disease that causes pain. And they say, you know what we're going to do? We're going to denerve and remove the blood supply from your femur bone in your knee and your leg, but we're going to leave the bone in the body. We're just going to remove all the blood supply and the nerve to it. You won't feel any pain any longer. Basically, you have a dead bone inside your body now. How long do you think it would take before that becomes a festering mess of infection? Not very long. So it makes perfect sense what we're talking about here when we talk about root canal. The problem is this. Right now, someone's getting a root canal, and then they're covering it up with a crown. And I have two root canal teeth in my mouth with crowns on them. So what am I supposed to do now at this late stage? And more importantly, is there any research that definitely is being ignored but shows that there is infection going on inside my mouth?
Tom, take this one.
Yeah, Carl, depending on your outlook, I'm going to deliver you either good news or bad news. It's bad news if you don't want to consider tooth extraction. It's good news if you want to consider preserving good health for a longer period of time. What has happened when Bob and I wrote this book, we had another book in 2002, The Roots of Disease, and we decided to write this book because in the last 3 or 4 years, an incredible abundance of hard scientific literature documenting not only the toxicity but the infectious nature of root canals came out. For one thing, the Journal of the American Dental Association published a study that said, clear cut, if you have a root canal in your mouth, you have a greater chance of heart attack. No qualifications beyond that. Just having the procedure increases your chance of heart attack. Now, the more specific literature has gotten even more impressive. They have now identified, by looking at DNA, that the same pathogens that are present in gum disease and root canals are present, A, inside the arterial wall of the coronary artery, B, inside the growing plaque and see they're present in an enormously extra high concentration whenever you have a blood clot that forms that causes the heart attack. So there's not a association or a correlation between root canals, gum disease, and heart attack. There's cause and effect. Fully greater than 90% of all heart attacks are caused by the seeding of pathogens and toxins from root canals about 70% of the time, and from gum disease about 20-25% of the time, and together 90-95% of the time. So my fellow cardiologists, they're missing the boat. Right now, cardiology has acknowledged finally that, forget about all the risk factors, all coronary artery disease starts with inflammation in the coronary artery, but they don't ask what causes the inflammation. And now we see in these recent studies that the pathogens and the DNA uniquely associated with the gums and with root canal-treated teeth are present at every level inside the coronary artery right up to the point in time that you form a blood clot and have a heart attack.
Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second. Could it be the opposite is actually the occurrence, and that the mouth is more of the canary in the mine warning? We know that saliva is a natural filtrate of what's going on in our blood. And could it be that we get a glimpse of what's going on in our body by getting a glimpse of what's going on in the mouth, that keeping a healthy mouth is an important thing from a hygiene standpoint and preventing infection? But in fact, that it's not just enough to keep a healthy mouth. You have to use those warning signs to alter your lifestyle and your diet as well.
Well, you know, the one point that you need to take away from this is the blood is normally sterile. Mm-hmm. It is not normal for there to be pathogens and toxins circulating in your blood. It's called septicemia when you have it in a high concentration.
Right.
So for you to form a blood clot that has an enormously high concentration of pathogens in it, and those pathogens are unique microorganisms, right, that are found in infected gums and root canals, it's very hard to avoid that cause and effect.
But
in general, the mouth is a reflection of the health of the body. I mean, in Ben-Hur, when Charlton Heston was slogging in the pits, what did they do when they wanted to select him as a gladiator? They went up and pulled his lip down and looked at his gums.
Yeah.
That was because even back then, if you had healthy gums, you had a healthy body. If you had lousy gums, well, there was a good chance you were sick elsewhere.
So what am I supposed to do, Dr. Kulak? Am I supposed to go have my two root canal teeth removed and can I put a dental implant in, or is that also a terrible idea?
No, an implant, we believe, is the best alternative. We can't tell you take out your root canal teeth. All we can do is tell you what the risks are. And you've got to make up your own mind whether you want to keep that tooth in your mouth or not. But what do you do if you don't want it in your mouth any longer? Well, there are two options if you want to replace that tooth. One, actually three options. One is a fixed bridge where you cap either side of that space and have a permanent fixed bridge, a three-unit bridge or four-unit bridge in place. It doesn't come out.
I actually have one of those that's called a pontic, correct?
Yes, it's called the fake tooth is called the pontic.
Right.
And it's attached to either side that are, you know, caps on natural teeth. The second option, which is not very favorable to most people, is having something you take in and out. You know, a partial denture or a flipper, a tooth that you can just remove. The third option is an implant. And an implant is either titanium or a zirconium screw that goes into the jawbone, becomes locked to the jawbone, adheres to the bone, and then a cap or a crown is placed on the top of that implant, and it becomes a permanent restoration. You don't take it in and out. Now, an implant, because it's solid, does not become infected. It can't become infected. It can only become infected if the tissue around the crown part of the restoration is not kept clean, mm-hmm, like same way with gum disease, and then you can get same kind of infection that you would get around a natural tooth, you can get around an implant. But if it's kept very clean and diligent home care, this implant should not be toxic.
Okay, I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk to Dr. Levy for a moment. There's got to be something that we can do in the meantime while looking to take these restorative steps in our mouth. And for those of you who want to read the book, you can go to the website toxictooth.com. Buy it for your dentist. How about that one? Buy this book for your dentist. Give it to him next Christmas or give it to him for his birthday. But the dental industry needs to come up to speed here. People actually understand more about this than their own dentist. That's scary. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This hour, we're talking to Dr. Thomas Levy, who, for those of you may not recall, Dr. Levy's been on the show several times. He is a board-certified cardiologist and also a bar-certified attorney. So when he says things, not only is he aware of what he's saying, but he's aware of the potential gravity of what he's saying. And then, of course, Dr. Robert Kulak, who is a degree dentist from New York University College of Dentistry. And the two of them have authored this book, Toxic Tooth. The Toxic Tooth can be purchased at the website, toxictooth.com. And we're talking about root canal. I'm willing to bet that most of you out there have a root canal. Many people have this procedure done. It's seen as a way to save a tooth, quote unquote, which I've always wondered this, Dr. Kulak. When a tooth becomes infected, why not just reverse the infection, perhaps by antibiotics or whatever, and let the tooth resume itself? Why do you have to go right and destroy the nerve?
Well, because the nerve has become infected, and then nerve tissue dies. It becomes necrotic.
Okay.
And once it's dead, it's dead.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Dr. Levy, what can I do? I've got these two root canal crowned teeth in my mouth. And now I have to search for an alternative, maybe. And I'm thinking to do implants, quite frankly. What do I do in the meantime to help protect myself?
Well, you try to get the antioxidant aspect of your supplementation as high as possible on a regular basis. Of course, that's not only vitamin C, but that's vitamin E, the B vitamins. And all these things are important. I must say, however, and this is not to necessarily scare you or anybody else that's listening, but I have the permission to talk about this individual, the individual who started Livard Labs. When I first got to know him, he had incredibly aggressive coronary artery disease. He had 7 stents. He was getting another stent every few months, having a lot of pain. He had had heart attacks in the past. And he asked me, what do we need to do? And at that time, this was 10 years ago, I said, well, we need to check out your mouth, and if you got root canals, we need to get them out. And he came and met me in Denver. And the point I want to make is we got to the dentist. He had 1 root canal. He got that root canal taken out and the area properly cleaned. And this is 10 years ago. He's never had another cardiac chest pain since. And he's also had coronary angiography since then to show that some of the other narrowings that he has have regressed.
Mm-hmm.
The point being is he was on the most intensive quality supplementation program that I've ever seen. Huge amounts of vitamin C, yet the toxicity and infective impact of 1 root canal was enough to reverse all of that in rapidly progressive coronary artery disease. I'm quite sure he'd have been dead within a few months at the rate that he was going without the root canal coming out. So you want to take as many good supplements as you can, but just be aware, not 100% of the time, but a great percentage of the time, some root canals simply cannot be counterbalanced or effectively neutralized toxin-wise.
Dr. Kulak, what is oil pulling?
I have no idea.
Okay. Apparently there's a new phenomenon in the holistic dental arena called oil pulling, where you put an oil in your mouth and you swish it between your teeth, and it's supposed to pull toxins and infection out of the gums. But you've never heard of that, huh?
No, and it sounds bogus to me.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to say. It sounds, once that you have infection and you have these toxins coming out, oil pulling or whatever else you want to do to try to neutralize that is not going to work. There's a lot of these heroic, unscientific methods that don't do anything good.
What's going to happen? Okay, so I understand acknowledging that they've been ignoring this information puts organizations like the ADA and even some of the dentists at a great liability risk. you know, and this is why no one wants to come forth and say, oh, we were wrong about this. They just want to build and move on. Do we see anything changing in the way root canals are being done in an effort to try to assuage or reverse or reduce the toxicity of the root canal process?
Yes, I think there is, you know, great advances in the procedure in an attempt to, you know, to seal up as much as you can, as much of that tooth as you can, and remove as much of the infection as you can during the root canal procedure. But the problem is, until the dentists acknowledge that these root canal teeth remain infected, these bacteria can travel to other parts of the body and cause disease, we're going to have the same problem. It's admitting that these foci of infection in the mouth can cause systemic diseases, and that's not happening. That's not being addressed. It's being denied. And until that happens, I don't care, you know, whatever procedure you do, root canal procedure you do, is not going to, with current techniques, it's not going to eliminate that foci of infection.
Now, Carl, let me say this. I think the change will come, and I hope it's going to come soon, and I hope it comes at all. The change is going to come when my fellow cardiologists and internists realize that the vast majority of the time, the heart attack that they're treating or trying to prevent is being caused by this toxicity, and then it'll be the pressure that they place on the dentist saying, I don't want to hear it. Take the root canal out, clean out the socket, or I'm going to send them to another dentist. And it's only going to be at that point in time when outside forces in defending their patients come after the dentist that we'll see any sort of quantum change.
So
that's a really good point, Tom. I mean, it's not going to come internally. You're 100% correct. It's going to have to come from the physicians.
Yeah, no, and I can see that, because if a cardiologist there becomes a groundswell of cardiologists who start sending their patients back to their dentists and saying, remove these root canals, then the dentists now find themselves under the scrutiny of another medical professional, and they would have to blatantly ignore the information that's being derived from this. Oh, root canals and cardiologists and heart disease, what's going on here? So, Dr. Levy, do cardiologists, by and large, recognize this at this point in time?
Not at all. The only thing they recognize right now is that for about the past 10 to 15 years, there's been a fairly large body of evidence that's shown that chronic gum disease, periodontal disease, is clearly associated with an increased risk of heart attack. So, to that degree, they recognize that there's a mouth coronary artery disease link, but for some reason, that's where it stops. And very little logic is then applied because they just continue to want to call it an association when, as I just told you, and I hope this book will help bring this to light for not only dentists but also cardiologists, we are now seeing that it's a whole lot more than a link. The microorganisms, the pathogens that are characteristically and routinely identified in infected gums are now seen in high concentration in the blood clots that cause a coronary artery occlusion and a myocardial infarction, a heart attack. Mm. So, but they don't really realize it yet, and furthermore, they still have not made the super large link to the root canal treated tooth. They're just still focused degree that they are on infected gums when it comes to the mouth.
You know, if an infection on the gums, on the gum level, the gum tissue, which is visible in most cases, causes problems, then these infections that are encased inside of leaky teeth, it's a no-brainer for them to acknowledge, well, if that's really the case, that there's infection inside the tooth and it is seeping out, that that could be contributing to the same problems that infected gums are contributing to. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to make that deductive jump. We're going to take our last commercial break. The book is called Toxic Tooth. ToxicTooth.com is where you can get it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of free alkaline pH buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. PRIMAL-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Do you have the blahs, the blues? There's no sun shining. There's all snow falling. The closest thing to sun in a bottle is Primal D. Primal D is vitamin D delivered the way nature intended, and you can save $20 off a single bottle of Primal D, which will last you up to a year. Go to primal-d.com and use the coupon code FLASH, F-L-A-S-H, 5995. Check it out. The book is Toxic Tooth, we're talking about. You can get it at toxictooth.com. Okay, so how long has the book been out now, Dr. Levy?
It's been out since the middle of December.
Are you getting any feedback from any cardiologists by any chance?
You know, actually, I've gotten zero feedback from cardiologists. I'm getting a lot of feedback from the lay people. I mean, people send me emails, and I've got cancer, I've got a heart condition, I've got root canals, what do I do, or do I really need them taken out? I've got lots of those emails.
What about you, Dr. Kulak? Is there any feedback from the dental community at all on this? Do they all want to just stay as far away from you as possible?
Well, there's been no feedback yet, but I know it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time before we feel that wrath. But no, not yet.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Have you appeared on any other shows yet about the book?
Just a few radio programs just recently. So, you know, I think it's going to be a little while before the groundswell starts to make some waves.
Is there a general do people, when you first start talking about this, I mean, we tend to be a little bit more open-minded here at the Supreme Radio Network, okay, especially about these types of things. I mean, we're not trusting of the government, we're not trusting of the FDA, we're not trusting of governing bodies that oversee organizations and industries like the AMA and the ADA. So we kind of get it, and we're also a group of people who believe in critical thinking, and we can make sense of things. And we're also strong believers that when science contradicts what we know to be true, always go with what we know to be true. But we're a unique group within this audience. When you're doing these other radio shows, are you getting kind of like, you know, a wink and a nod, like, okay, guys, I get it. But or are you getting people going, wow, I need to have my root canals removed?
Well, half and half. I think, you know, people like to believe in the government is good for you, and the ADA is going to look after you, and the FDA is going to protect you. We know that it's not always true, but it's very difficult to change the inertia of popular belief. I mean, people don't want to believe that there's something wrong with root canal teeth. So yeah, they're going to be very difficult to sway on a, you know, 15-20 minute radio program. But if you read our book and you see the history of this information and then the current research that supports what we say, anybody, you know, with a couple of neurons firing will be on the same page as we are.
Dr. Levy, you're well known for when you write books that you use a lot of research articles that you use to support, and you list them and so on, but you also tend to put it in easy to understand terms. Is this book the same way?
Absolutely. I don't think there's any question about that. We have the scientific literature there, and any healthcare professional can feel comfort that Dr. Kulak and I are not just shooting from the hip. And yes, we went to a very significant effort, and I would say it's written along the same lines. If people are familiar with my other books, it's very readable, very understandable, and very difficult to avoid the inevitable conclusion. I must say this, as we're approaching here the end of the show, we've talked a lot about heart disease and the root canal. I think there's another way to couch it, and that is there's so many 50, 55, 60-year-old, usually men, that get heart attacks, and they and their cardiologists just think they're unlucky. You know, you just had the family history. You just had the bad diet. You were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. You did this, that, or the other. And if they look in the mouth, they have their answer. Similarly, the majority of women who get breast cancer because of dental toxicity, specifically root canals, because the same venous and lymphatic blood supply that drains the root canal goes into the lymphatics of the breast just as it goes into the venous system and eventually circulates to the heart. So we're talking about a procedure that impacts health in very many different ways. And if, in fact, you live to be 95 years old and you've had root canals in your mouth for the past 30 years, you've just been a very blessed individual.
Interesting. The book is called Toxic, The Toxic Tooth, How a Root Canal Could Be Making You Sick. You know, and I'm sitting here thinking, what do these two guys have to gain from this book? They don't sell an alternative to root canal. They're not selling a new device. They're not selling even a supplement that, hey, but if you take this. So it's just information. And a lot of times that weighs very heavily. You know, it's easy to see why someone would write a book about a product that they're selling. It's easy to see why organizations like the ADA and the AMA would sponsor research that favors a decision of theirs. But when you have two guys who are out there, one a cardiologist, one a dentist, and they're writing about the linkage between what goes on in your mouth and your heart, and they have nothing to gain but the information that, yes, they sell the book, but that they're not selling the book so that they can sell an alternative to root canal. They're selling the book so that you can make better decisions about what goes on in your mouth that will impact your health. You got to add a little bit more gravity to the discussion, in my humble opinion. I think it's really good stuff. And it's when Dr. Levy, when you and I first started talking about that back then, I thought, gee, you know, I got to do something about these root canals. I have two of them. And now I feel like I got to do it even sooner.
Well, read the book in its entirety. I mean, we went to a great deal of effort to lay out the case, the scientific case. We don't try to push panic buttons. We're just trying to say, look, here's the scientific literature. If you can look at these scientific articles and see the connection that they have to what's going on in your mouth, and you elect to keep that root canal tooth just because you just don't want to deal with it or you're comfortable now and you don't want to think about the future, fine. But just, and this is what we talk about too, make an informed consent.
Right.
Don't make an uninformed consent.
Right. Very, very good.
And trust me, Carl, you, going back to your earlier statement, I wish we were wrong. It's, we have nothing to gain by writing this book. In fact, we have a lot to lose by writing this book. I wish we were wrong. I wish these root canal teeth were not toxic.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for being on the show today, guys.
Okay.
Thank you, Carl.
My pleasure. Thank you, Carl.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. The book is called The Toxic Tooth. You can get it at the website, thetoxictooth.com. Also want to thank Patrick Rogers for coming on. Check out the American Strongman Radio show every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the Superhuman Radio Network. And of course, thank you to Diana Carr for In the Kitchen with Diana Carr, where she taught you how to make your own magnesium oil, mustard, spicy brown mustard, and kombucha. How do you like that? Talk about money-saving opportunities right here on this show. Right after today's show, if you want to listen, Staten Nation is playing for the next hour. For those of you who have never heard it before, Staten Nation is the documentary produced by Justin, I can't think of his last name, Smith. How can you forget that name? Out of the UK, which exposes the fallacies and contradictory nature of the reason that pharmaceutical companies and doctors prescribe statin drugs. It's a real eye-opener. If you know anybody who's on a statin drug, you should stay on the air with me and listen to this next episode right after we pull the plug on this show. Thank you for listening. We've got lots of great shows planned for the rest of the week, and we will talk to you then.